Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
You know that I love you're the kind of person who wants to listen to a meditation podcast to reset themselves and take care of yourself. And sometimes meditation and self-care are not enough. Sometimes talking to a professional is the very best step that you can take. And if you're anything like me, the idea of trying to find somebody and then drive there and park, it just becomes super overwhelming. That's why I love that BetterHelp Online Counseling is sponsoring the Meditation Minis podcast. BetterHelp is available worldwide. You can text, chat, do phone, and video. It's secure, convenient, professional, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Visit betterhelp.com/minis. That's betterhelp.com/minis. This special offer for Meditation Minis listeners is to get 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/minis. Close your eyes now and take that first of three deep breaths. Turning your attention inward, just drifting down and letting go into a place of greater ease and peace. And if there's areas of your body that feel less comfortable than others, that's fine. Focus on the parts that feel more comfortable and relaxed. And trust that as your heart beats without you needing to pay attention to it, as your breath comes and goes, as your blood flows through your veins, so too as you concentrate just on the areas of comfort in your body, any areas of tension or discomfort will automatically begin to relax. Because when it comes to the subconscious mind, the more we focus on something, the more of it we get. By focusing on the areas of your body that feel relaxed, your entire body gets more relaxed, comfortable, calm, clear. Taking another deep breath in now and letting out a sigh on the exhale. I'd like you to imagine yourself in your home, and maybe it's the home that you have now, or maybe it's a home that you had in the past. And opening up that junk drawer, seeing all the little bits and pieces there. And as you imagine that, go ahead and picture what it would be like and what it might feel like to take all of the contents of that junk drawer out and set them on a large, clear counter. Plenty of space to sort. And anything in that junk drawer that you haven't used in 2 years or more, you can consider tossing it in the trash. Or giving it away if it's a double of something, like when people have three or four of the same kind and size of screwdriver. You can give those things away to someone who can use them, find them useful. And imagining the sense of sorting through those things, throwing away old things that aren't needed. Maybe finding an old memory and taking a picture of it. Getting a sense of sorting through those old things and beginning to separate them out. And as you separate out, the things that you no longer need and the things that you're going to joyfully give away. Imagine yourself giving some of those objects away to someone who can use them, and the smile on their face and the thank you and how good that feels. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and put any items that need to be placed back in the junk drawer. But now they are no longer junk. They are useful items that just need to be saved for a time. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little ball of twine, perhaps. You know, those things that you don't use all of the time, but you do need several times a year. And it's nice to have them here. As you take a deep breath, and feel the calm within, seeing what was once a jumbled mess has now become ordered, clear, with space in between. When you open the drawer, you can see individual objects, and that feels good. Now imagine yourself going to a drawer of clothing or a closet, perhaps in your home. Another one of those places of jumbled messes. It could even be the refrigerator, perhaps. And imagine yourself once again just taking everything out and setting it on the floor or a table or a clear counter and sorting through. And as you put things back, everything nice and neat, and then you can see so clearly the things that you have and any items that you might actually need. And the other piles, imagine yourself now taking out the trash and giving the other items away. Taking a deep breath. Relax. And get a sense now, picture, imagine what it would be like to walk through your house and open up any drawer, any cabinet, any closet, and see everything in it nice and neat, everything in its place. And it's not that you need more storage containers, it's just that you needed to clear out some junk. And as you imagine that, everything neat and in its place, notice how good your mind feels too. Calm, clear, having space to breathe, to think, to create. And maybe this is why some people believe that less is more. And by having less, you free up energy. Just breathe and be and consider what that might be like for you. And you may decide as soon as today to start clearing out some junk in your purse, in the bathroom, in your makeup drawer. Making things nice and neat so that you can see what is. And have space in between. Feeling the space inside your body and mind when you open your eyes today, feeling light, clear, and maybe ready to tackle one of those projects in your own life. And celebrate the clarity within. Or just appreciate the imagining of that. Thank you. thank you so much for spending this part of your day with me today, and I wish you the most amazing week.